Hello, and welcome to the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us. I'm Helene, and today I'll be talking with Rocky from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the topic of traditions and social values, specifically related to religion. Hi, Rocky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me today. Tell me a little about your experience with religion.
My family is Roman Catholic. Going back a few generations, we've always kind of been Roman Catholic.
About how many generations?
I would say 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6. I mean, my family's ethnically Italian, so that kind of adds into it too, is like it's a very Italian-American kind of Roman Catholic belief within my family.
Okay. And so you were born into the Roman Catholic Church, let's say.
Yeah.
And what's your experience now, or can you tell a little bit about growing up as Roman Catholic?
Honestly, I had a lot of fun. There was always a lot of social events because the church is really a community center.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a lot of social events. There's always a lot of very great teachers willing to share the faith with young ones. It was overall a very positive experience for me, and I'm glad I had it.
Great. And what are some of the milestones in the Catholic Church that you went through?
So I was baptized not long after I was born. And then around, I think, second grade, maybe like 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
I gave my first confession, and I received the Eucharist for the first time, which is, I'm blanking on the name right now, of that.
Yeah, the bread and the wine.
Yeah, bread and the wine.
Okay.
And then I was confirmed, which is to become an adult in the eyes of the church.
Okay.
At age 15.
15. And now how would you say, how often do you go to church?
I've been going a little bit more in the past few weeks, but I've kind of been only going on the major holidays for the past year and a half, 2 years.
Okay, and why is that?
My opinions kind of differed from that of the pastor and the priest who gives Mass here. He's kind of much more of a hardline Catholic, and the Pope has started talking about kind of ideas around like gay civil unions being okay and being recognized by God.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest here has kind of not accepted that, I think. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really agree with that. So I, rather than making a big show, I kind of just stopped going slowly at a time. And then, I mean, COVID made it easier too.
Right. And you said lately you've started to go back a little more. What made that decision?
I think my parents have started going back a bit more. They took a break with me, too.
Okay.
And a good friend of mine has never really stopped going, so I've kind of gone a few times just with him.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the community aspect of church is important to you.
It definitely is.
And in your town in general, what other religions are there, do you know?
I know there's several other churches that are Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be 3 Roman Catholic churches. Now there's only 1 because of the parishes got smaller, so they just consolidated all of the churches.
Why do you think they got smaller?
I think people have kind of gone through the same thing that I have, where they find themselves differing from the church on a lot of political views.
Mm-hmm.
And especially within the Roman Catholic Church, there is a very strong belief of, like, you accept all of it or you accept none of it.
Mm.
So,
no in between.
I mean, yeah, there's no in between. I often find myself in that in between, and so does most of my family, I would say.
Yeah. What do you think the average age is of the parishioners?
I would say probably 40 to 50. It's okay. A lot. It's a much older crowd. I mean, there's also, past few years when I was going, I would start to notice a lot more small children crying.
Okay.
which is... the priest actually spoke about it and talked about how he was super happy that a lot of younger people were coming into the church.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to share?
No.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing
yeah,
today.